Okay, we're on Daf Kuf Beis tonight. If you remember last night, we were speaking about the topic of Shinui Makom, Tzarech Levarech or not. Shinui Makom means if I make a bracha in one place and then I leave the place and go elsewhere, do I have to make a new bracha Rishona when I get to place B? So we had basically three shitot with this. The shita of Rabbi Yochanan was that you ain't Tzarech Levarech. You never have to make another bracha when you go to another place. And then the shita of Rav Sheshit is you always have to make a bracha when you go to a new place. And then Rav Chista was in the middle. Rav Chista says it depends. If it's something that's town bracha, lachrein b'makoman, if it's something that the halacha requires you to say the bracha achrona in the place where you were eating, in that location, which means something from the Shivat Minim, something you'd have to make a bracha chat mein shalosh afterwards, then you don't have to make another bracha in the new place because, you, in other words, you're considered like you're going back, like the hadar lekiva, what is it? What is the lashon of the Gemara? It's you go back to the first makom. It's hadar you go back to your kvius. You go back to the kiva kama. Let me find the lashon here. Where was it? Anyway, but that's the basic idea. Whereas if, on the other hand, it's something that you don't have to make a bracharona in that place, then you have to make a new bracharishona. And the lekiva kama hadar is lashon the Gemara. Okay? So that's where we're at. So then the Gemara shlugged up Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that you never have to make a new bracharishona. The Gemara shlugged him up. And then the Gemara had a kasha against Rav Chista. So the Gemara quoted a brisa. The brisa said that if people were sitting around and they were drinking wine, it comes out they're having wine, which is something that you have to make a bracha achrona b'mekoman, and then they go out to greet the chasen and the kala. So when they come back, if they leave members of their group there, they don't have to make a new bracha rishona. But the implication is if they don't do that, they do have to make a bracha rishona. So that's a kasha against Rav Chista. Rav Chista said, if it's something like wine, you don't have to make a bracha rishona, whether you leave somebody there or not. And the brisa didn't seem like that way. So in the bottom line on Kuf Amud Beis, so the Gemara says kasha Rav Chista. So we have a kasha against Rav Chista from the brisa we just mentioned. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Man Tana Akirot. Menachem Yitzchak said, who's the Tana? Akirot was that they were like okay, they, in other words, they got up to, in other words, it's something, Akirot implies that it's something you would have to make the bracha in that place, and then you're okay to greet the chasam kala. Who's the Tana that brisa? Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda, and then the Gemara is going to do a brisa, which we did yesterday, that is really a machloka tanaim. So Rav Chista is going to be like the Tana Kama, and then the Rav Sheshit will be like the second Tana. He says the Tanya we learn in the Brisa Chaverim Shumusubim VaAkur Agleim LeLeich LeBeit HaKnesset LeBeit HaMedrash. So if you have Chaverim here, it says not Bnei Chabura. Chaverim means like Tamid Chachamim because they're getting up to go to Shul or the Beis Medrash, and that's what the Rashbam points out. It's like Chaverim here, so that's where they go. They go to Shul the Beis Medrash. So they got up to go to Shul. Shehin Yotzin. When they leave place A, they're not required to make a bracha achrona. He says, "Ukshein chozrim ain't tunim bracha lachachila." When they come back, they don't have to make a bracha rishona. So that Tana Kama, that lines up well with Rav Chista. That's the way Rav Chista says. If you're having wine and you get up and then you come back, you don't have to make a new bracha rishona. But then the Braisa continues, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda qualifies this b'mezr murim. Now the Rashbam points out that the Gemara learns in Erevin, whenever Rabbi Yehuda says Bameh Devarim Amurim, he's cholek with the Tana Kama. When he says Eimatai, which also means like when, they both sort of mean when, then he's agreeing with the Tana Kama, just qualifying him. In other words, is he just explaining the Tana Kama, or is he giving a different opinion? So it's like a code. In other words, like the Brises are like limited words, and you have to understand all the coding in it. So if it says, the Gemara in Erevin learns, when Rabbi Yehuda says, Bamen Murim, he's coming to be cholek with the Tana Kama. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Bamen Murim, Bizman Shenichu Sham Miksat Chaverim. That's only if they left some of the Chevra there, Then when they come back, they don't have to make a new bracha rishona. Aval lo inichu sham ikset chaverim, but if they didn't leave anybody there in place A, shin yotzim tunin bracha mafreya. When they leave, they have to make a bracha rona first. Ukshen chosin tunin bracha lachachila. And when they come back, they have to make a new bracha rishona. All right, so again, so we had a question against Rav Chisda, and we're able to deflect the question, and we're saying that Rav Chisda will hold like the Tanakama, and then Rav Sheshit, who says you always have to make a new bracha, he can hold like Reb Yehuda. All right, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Everybody good? All right, I'm going to go on now. So now we're going to come back to Rabbi Yochanan. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan, we said, was already schlugged up. Rabbi Yochanan says you never have to make a new bracha rishona. So the Gemara schlugged them up earlier from an earlier brisa, but now the Gemara says, Elo tama dvar matunim bracha lachreyim b'mekoman shin yotzim inein tunim bracha lachreyim shin chozrin inein tunim bracha lachachila. Focusing on the Tanakama, who's the more lenient opinion in the brisa. And again, so Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Sheshit and Rav Chisda are all Amoraim. So Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshit have Tanaim who hold like their Shitot, but the Gemara is wondering, where does Rav Yochanan fit into the whole thing? He says, so the reason, even according to the liberal opinion of the Tanakama, you don't have to make a bracha Rishona, is because it was something that you make a bracha Achrayim B'Mekoman. It's something from the Shivat Minim. Aval Dvarim She'ein Tunim Bracha L'Achrayim B'Mekoman, Afilu Rabbanan, She'en Yotzin Tunim Bracha L'Mafreya, She'en Chozin Tunim Bracha L'Chachila. But if it's something that you wouldn't have to make a bracha in that place, like you ate a piece of meat, so then even the chachamim would hold when you come back, you have to make a new bracha rishona. So lema tevetiyu of the Rabbi Yochanan, should we say this akasha against Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan is now going to be in kahak tzuris, right? So the Gemara says, "V'lav mi otfini chadazim." Didn't we already shlug him up? The Gemara says, "What? Like we already finished with Rabbi Yochanan. We asked the kasha from the brisa. What are you doing another one?" It says, "Neima mihan nami teve tiyufta." So the Gemara says, "Look, sometimes you ask one question. Question one, maybe you'll be able to resolve it. Maybe you say the brisa that was quoted in yesterday's daf to shlug up Rabbi Yochanan wasn't a reliable brisa, or you'll have some other way to distinguish it. So if I have this question, it'll finish him off. So the Gemara says, not so fast. Amalach Rabbi Yochanan would say, Hu adin dafil dvarim shein tunim bracha lachreim b'mekoma namiyein srikon levarech. Rabbi Yochanan would say, the Chachamim, the Tanakama, agree with me. The Tanakama actually holds that regardless of whatever you ate, you don't have to make a new bracha rishon when you come back. He says, Vahad katani akru raglayan. The reason he says akru raglayan means that there's like kvias there. In other words, like it was something that's tunim bracha lachreim b'mekoman. The reason he teaches the first case with eating something that does require like something from the shivat minim or ala gefen, he says lodiach hakocho de Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, the Tana just wants to illustrate the stringency of the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, meaning dafil dvarim shtunim bracha lachreim b'mekoman tamadinichu. In other words, even if it's something that you have to make a bracha on that makom, nevertheless, even in that case, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to make new bracha rishona. But if they didn't leave anybody behind, so when they go out, they have to make a bracha krona. So it really means, so Rabbi Yochanan will say the Tanakama really agrees with him. The Tanakama really agrees you never have to make a new bracha. And the only reason the Tana of this Brisa formulates it with that they were eating, you know, dvarim that require bracha b'mekoman, is he wants to illustrate how stringent Rabbi Yehuda is, that even in that case, he holds that that you do require a new bracha rishona, unless you leave people behind. Now, the Rashbam takes up the issue, doesn't it make sense to teach me koach tehetera adif, right? Like, in other words, if this is the correct shot in the brisa, so wouldn't it make more sense to teach me that instead of teaching me like the stringency of the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, he should teach me the extreme liberal position of the Tana Kama that you never have to make another bracha rishona. In other words, kocha de ter adif. So the Rashbam says that there's a bigger chiddush to teach me this way. The other way is too simple. He says this is the bigger chiddush, and here he teaches it that way. All right. Let me just do four more lines, and then I'll pause, and we'll take some questions. So the Gemara says, Tani Kvati de Rav Chista. We learn a brisa that supports Rav Chista's position. Rav Chista was the middle position. He says, Chaverim shu mesubim l'shtot yayin. Here in this brisa, it says the Chaverim, in other words, that's the Tamid Chachamim, and here it says Mefurash, the mesubim l'shtot yayin. In other words, the advantage of this brisa says Mefurash, that they were drinking wine. The other one were extrapolating, that's what it was, wine. Here it's explicitly wine. He says, va'aku raglayan, and then they were okar. In other words, there was something that they should make a bracharon and koman, but they got up. He says, v'chazru, ain't strichim levarach. They don't have to make a bracharishona when they come back. They don't have to make a bracharishona when they come back. All right, now, let me just do a little Rashbam on this, and then we'll pause, okay? So if you look at the Rashbam, 10 lines from the bottom, on the third very wide line, Haki Garcinan, Tani Kabati Rav Chista, Chaver Shu Mesubim Lishtot Yayim Chulei, Behind him, Rav Chista, Damar Dvarim Shetun Brachel Achreim B'Makom Anein Tzirich Lavarech. So that's like Rav Chista. He says that if it's something that you are required to say Brachel Achrona in the place where you ate, so you don't make a Brachel Rishon when you come back. Baha Behedya Messiah Rav Chista. And this explicitly supports Rav Chista, Mida Katani Yayin. It says explicitly Yayin in this Braisa. Aba Bahu de la El, the earlier Braisa that we did at the top of the Amud, Lotana Yayin Behedya, didn't explicitly say wine, but we assumed since it said Akru that in Mistama it would have been something like wine. He says, Mi Ushamin and Mishmaitin. But now the Rashbam says we can extrapolate from our sugya, shinui yayin ein sarich levarach birkat yayin, that if you have this is going back to the earlier part, that if a person has wine from barrel A and then he has wine from barrel B, he doesn't have to make a new bracha rishona, ein sarich levarach birkat yayin, avol mevarach hatov ha-meitiv, if it's going up, he has to make bracha hatov ha-meitiv. But here's the key, shinui makom b'shivat aminim, Shetunim bracha lacharim mekoman me'ein shalosh k'on ochel b'bayit zeh v'chazar b'chal b'bayit acher kodem shabirech achrehen. If in other words he was having wine, he left place A, and now he's continuing to eat in place B before he made a bracha chrona. O shachal b'bayit zeh v'alach l'shuk, or he left place A, went to the market, v'chazar v'gomar sudato b'bayit acher, and then he completed his suda in another bayit. He doesn't have to make a bracha rishona. The kivei kamahadar. He goes back to his original kvius. In other words, his view is never leaving place A. The hatanya kvate de Rav Chista, because we learn a brace that supports Rav Chista. Aval sha'ar perud mashkim shena mishivat aminim. But if he has other fruits and drinks that aren't from the shivat aminim, he has an apple or he's drinking, apple juice. He says she'enat shrichim bracha l'chareim b'makoman. You do have to make a bracha rishona. But if you're going from one corner to another corner in the same house, and since it mentioned that they were okay to go to the base medrash, mentions they were chaverim that were tamid chachamim. Now, this is the way the Rashbam is paskening like Rav Chista. Paskening like Rav Chista. And one second. And Tosos also paskens this way like Rav Chista. Tosos also paskens this way. If you look at the first Tosos on our Amud, Kuf Bezim and Aleph, in other words, the Tosos began on the previous Amud, but you just need the last couple of lines. He says, the Kaimelan Rav Chista, the Amar Lekibe Kama Hador. He says, so Rashbam and Tosfos paskin like Rav Chista, but the Rif and the Rambam paskin like Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet said that you always have to make a bracha rishon when you come back. And I didn't look up in Shulchan Aruch today, but Bob Zausmer, I know, was citing Rav Steinzel, that the halacha is like Rav Sheshet. That would be the way that would go. It makes sense. If the Rif and the Rambam go one way, and then the Rush goes another way, so the Mechaber would go like the Rif and the Rambam. All right. Who's got questions, comments, and thoughts on anything I said so far?
Can you explain how Rav Sheshet holds like Rav Yehuda? I don't see how they're holding the same. They're saying the same thing.
Yeah, in other words,
Rabbi
Refshation
Yehuda.
hold. Okay, got it. Refshation holds you always have to make a bracha, a new bracha. The Tana Rabbi Yehuda holds also you always have to make a new bracha, except if you leave part of your chevra there. If you don't leave part of the chevra there, you have to make a new bracha.
Oh, okay.
So he'll say I'm like so it means that Rav Sheshit would say I'm going like Rabbi Yehuda. All right, any other questions, comments, or thoughts? All right, let me try to remember. There's a Beis HaLevi that relates to this Gemara. It was in Parshas Yitro. He talks about the word Shmirah comes up by the Torah. Ushmartem et briti, you should observe my covenant. Like, but Shmirah comes up a number of places. So he talks about why should it be Shmirah? And one thing he says is this doesn't relate per se so much. He says that just like certain things require Shmirah, like Truma and Kachim always require Shmirah. In other words, unless I'm guarding it, I can't assume that it's Tahor. So the Torah also requires like constant, focus on it. But he says that he connects it to the Gemara where if you're learning with a group of people and you leave Mikset Chavir behind, when you come back, you don't have to make a new bracha. So he says, let's say if a person studies Torah and he studies with a whole group of people and then he leaves to go work, but he's leaving part of the chevra behind. It's like he goes back, like to the kviyas when he comes back to it. So the idea is like, in other words, I'm still part of the chevra. I'm still my mind is still on the Torah, even though I'm doing work, because I still have that piece. All right, let me go on to the next Gemara.
Rabbi, why is this sugya here and not in Masechet Brachot?
Somebody
That
asked
was
me.
my
Here.
question yesterday.
Yeah,
All right.
Fernand said, yeah. The Gemara frequently goes Me'inyan La'inyan. In other words, with different topics can come up in all different places in Shas. But the reason we hooked into it is we got into the topic of making Kiddush and benching, and then we started talking at Kiddush on Friday nights, and one thing led to another, and we ended up
Kiddush
with,
Mekom Suda, all this stuff.
the whole thing. All right, let's take a look. Okay, we're five lines from the bottom on Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. Okay, 102a, 5 lines from the bottom. So the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned the Braisa, B'nei Chabura Shu Mesubim, yet people in a group were gathered, Mesubim, B'Kadesh Leim Hayom. So means they were eating a meal. They were eating a meal, and then nightfall came. So we had this in the beginning of the parak. They're sitting eating a meal. And they could have begun Beheter, they could have begun earlier in the afternoon when they were allowed to sit down and eat. And now it's nightfall. He says, Mevim lo kos shel yayin, v'yomer lav kedushat hayom. So they bring to one of the members a cup of wine, and he'll recite Kiddush. B'sheni yomer lav birkat hamazon, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. And the second cup they'll bring, and he'll bench over the second cup. Now, if you remember the Tana Rabbi Yehuda we had on Kuf Amud Aleph, remember we said, what if you're eating? Remember you began Beheter and then Shabbos came. So the Tana Rabbi Yehuda held Mafsikin, right? The Tana Rabbi Yehuda said, this is on Kuf Amud Aleph, Mafsikin l'Shabbatot divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that when Shabbos comes, the way that the Baalei Tosfot understood it, we take away the Shulchan and then you bench. And then you'll begin a new meal. You'll say Kiddush and you begin a new meal after Shabbos begins. So this is within the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. So we were eating together a meal, and now he's explaining how to do this. Now let's look at the let's go slowly with this. Let's look in the Rashbam, 4 lines from the bottom. I won't do the Dibur HaMachil, but he says Kida'ama Rabbi Yudael Mihu Hoil V'Yigiyah Shat Kiddush Tzarich L'Kaddish Tchila. In other words, the way the Rashbam is learning is, in other words, I want to bench, but once I'm benching, now it's Shabbos. Now I can't make the bracha bor pi hagafen on the kosher birkas hamazon until I make Kiddush first. In other words, because that's the way he's learning, that I don't have a heter to go continue eating once Shabbos comes in. I have to bench. Then, but once I bench, I can't make the bracha on the kosher birkas hamazon. So he says, the way the Rashbam is learning, you'll make Kiddush, and then you'll bench. And then you begin a new meal. He says here, he says, Lashon Acher, Garcin, Rishon Omerla, Birkat Amazon, or a different version is, the first couple say Birkat Amazon, Sheni Omerla, Kiddush Hayom. And the second couple recite Kiddush, Uvtosefta, Bracha Muchach, Lashon Rishon. But in Tosefta, it sounds like the first version. Sounds like the first version. Okay? All right, one second. All right. Okay. And then they'll bring the food out, and then he'll begin a new meal. Okay? Now, let's do a few more lines, and I'll pause. He says, Rabbi Yossi Omer. Now, the Tana, remember, Rabbi Yossi says, I just keep continue eating, right? Rabbi Yossi says, not mafsik. So Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ochel b'hole chach techshach. Ochel, I continue eating until nightfall. So first, if you look at the Rashbam, he has a different girsa, two lines from the bottom. He has Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ochlin v'holchin. Rabbi Yossi just says they keep eating. Evening going. There's nothing ach techshach. Or he says, ach tigmar suratan, inami holchin v'olchin misha techshach. Or the Rashbam says, it sounds like it might be a different girsa, they would continue eating from nightfall. And was from nightfall, continue eating. He says, Rabbi Yossi Tamid, the only mafsik in cloud. Rabbi Yossi holds, I don't have to be mafsik. But if you hold like our girsa, ad shetechshach, see, the question is, why does it say to eat until nightfall? Rabbi Yossi says, I can keep eating. So ad shetechshach means like till it's vada, till seis hakochavim. But it could be the article quoted Chidushe Harim. He says that the Chidushe Aran, the article quoted Chidushe Aran to say, like, emphasizing that he's mechulak on the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, I have to be mafsik. He says, no. In other words, he can eat ach techshach, and I don't agree with the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. All right, let me just finish the Braisa on the top line on Kuf Beis Amud Beis. Gamru, then when they finish their meal, this is according to Rabbi Yossi, Kos Rishon Mevarech La Birkat Amazon. The first cup, I'll recite Birkat Amazon over the first cup. V'hasheni Omer Lav Kedush Hayom. And the second cup, I'll recite Kiddush. And if you remember when we did Daf Kuf just a few days ago, according to the Tana Rabbi Yossi, it's Kiddush Makom Suda from the meal that I ate already. In other words, I finished the meal, now I recite Kiddush, but that's still considered Kiddush Makom Suda according to the Tana Rabbi Yossi. Okay? All right, who's got questions, comments, and thoughts on anything I did so far? All right, let's look at the Rashbam, the first Rashbam in this Gemara. He says, the second one, Kos Rishon Omer La Birkat Amazon Chulei, Rabbi Yossi Kamar La, that's Rabbi Yossi, V'ributahu, Shinas Rich L'Kadesh Miad, it's a Kiddush, he doesn't have to make Kiddush right away, like Rabbi Yehuda said, El Yigmor Sudato, he'll complete his meal, Vivarech Birkat Amazon, Vilcharcha Hikadesh, and then I'll say Kiddush. Umiu Imparasma Pavakidesh. Let's say there's a third option, which we discussed already on Kuf Amud Aleph just a few days ago, and that's the sheet of Shmuel, Paris Mapo Makadesh, that when Shabbos comes in, I spread a tablecloth over the food, and then I recite Kiddush. So I could do that too. Motor Rabbi Yossi, the Choshkin the Shapir Tfei. So Rabbi Yossi agrees that's even better. He says, the Ilo Te Mahachi, because if you don't say that, Eladaf Kamar Rabbi Yossi, Risho Mavarek La Birkan Amazon. If you say that Rabbi Yossi is saying Dafka, the first cup has to be Birkas Amazon, in Kain Shmuel Da Amar Kaman, then who will Shmuel be like? So we mentioned this on Daf Kuf, and we mentioned that the Baalei Tosfot, quote, another chazal, I think, in the Yerushalmi, and they said Shmuel could be doing like that third opinion in the Yerushalmi, because Shmuel is just an Amora. But the way the Rashbam wants to say, Shmuel is going like Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Yossi will agree that Poris Ma'apam Makadish is also fine, and according to the way the Rashbam is learning, it's even better. All right. Any questions? Everybody good?
According to Rabbi Yossi, if you go by Shmuel, when should he do this? When he gets Shabbat, or when he finish the meal?
No. In other words, you're eating. Let's say Shki is at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And you began the meal earlier in the day.
Right.
Now 6 o'clock comes. So at 6 o'clock, I'll take a mappa out, cover up the food, recite Kiddush, and then continue eating.
Okay. So how's that different than Rabbi Yehuda?
Rabbi Yehuda says you have to be okay the shulchan. I pick up completely, the table and I have to bench. And now I have to bench. All right? And then begin a new meal. All right? All right. All right. Let's take a look. And I mentioned, you know, that in Yerushalayim on the way Rav Shachter wrote in his tshuva is psak. He says, like, when Shushan Purim comes out on Friday, not like this year, that's what they do. They're Poris Mapu Makadish. I think Rav Meir Goldvich at YU did that, I think, on a Purim here in New York. You know, like, that's the way some people handle it. They're Poris Mapu Makadish. And it was like this year, you had Friday was Purim. So some people, I think, had their Suda like late in the day. And then when Shabbos came, they just were Poris Mapa and recited Kiddush. It's not a number, like, I think a number of posts can say that's not so ideal, but it's still an avenue to approach, you know?
But how late can you slide that meal? It has to be, you can't have it past 9 hours, right?
Yeah, so so either they would begin the meal before that time, you know, before like 3 o'clock, or it could be they would hold, that I have to look into, that because there's a mitzvah of Sudas Purim, that they would begin it even after, late in the afternoon. That I have to look into.
When did they do Kabbalah Shabbos?
So then they would get up, presumably.
They got a stool?
No, in other words, like in the middle of the meal, maybe they might break off and say Kabbalah Shabbos, and then they say Kiddush, and then Daven Maariv later, you know, something like that. Or Kabbalah Shabbos and Maariv later. Anyway, all right, let's take a look further. Now on the second line, everybody needs to mute themselves.
So how do we hold?
With what?
With the Purim Suda.
So
and Shabbos.
So, yeah, so we hold, you should have the meal in the morning. You have the meal in the morning.
Right. So this is no good, Pores Mapa and all that.
Well, it's a different derech. It's a different derech. But the normative way is just to make the meal in the morning. I have actually Rav Shechter's tshuva here. Let me see if I could find it here quickly. Otherwise, I've got to go. Right. He mentioned this whole thing. He says, right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so this idea of Poris Mapam Kadesh, he says it's like just b'diavad, but it's sad to say when Purim comes on a Friday, it's we're put in the tzad of diavad. In other words, a person b'chlal shouldn't be kobeach sudah chashuv on Erev Shabbos. In other words, ideally, I shouldn't have an important meal at any time on Friday. So I'm already in this b'diavad situation. So some want to say, like, Shas to the Chak is like a d'yevet. So that is a d'yevet already. That's that way we would go. Okay, now, let me go further in the Gemara. Everybody just mute themselves, okay? So now the Gemara says, Amai b'nei rinu l'tarvai v'chad akasa. So the Gemara asks, this within the sheet of the Tana Rabbi Yossi. Now, Rabbi Yossi says, I continue with my meal, and then I finish my meal, and then at the conclusion of my meal, they bring me 2 cups of wine, 1 cup for benching and 1 cup for Kiddush. So within the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, I understand I need 2 cups because I'm making a big break. I'm moving away the table. I'm benching. It's like this on one side, I have the bench. On the other side, the Kiddush. It's like 2 inyanim nefradim. But according to Rabbi Yossi, why can't I do the benching and the Kiddush on 1 cup of wine? So Amrav Hun Amrav Sheshet, in Omrim Shtei Kedushat al Kos Echad. So he says, we don't say 2 Kedushat on 1 cup. It means you don't do 2 mitzvahs on 1 cup. He says, my taima, Amrav Nachmar Yitzchak l'pisha eno sim mitzvot chavilot chavilot. We don't do mitzvahs in bundles. We don't bundle the mitzvahs together. Let's look at the Rashbam on this. On the first wide line in the Rashbam downstairs, chavilot chavilot, the mechse alei kamasui. Because it looks like it's a burden to him. Yeah, I got this, I got that. Here, let me just, you know, throw it all on 1 cup and be done with it. That type of thing. So I don't do misod chavilot chavilot. So, believe it or not, I'll try to come back to that. Below, we don't do misod chavilot chavilot. V'hatanya, we learn in the Braisa, ha'nichas leveito b'motzei Shabbat. If a person walks into his house on a motzei Shabbos, mevarech al yayin. Ba'al ha-ma'or, bi'al ha-basamim, ba'char kach omer havdal al ha-kos. So he comes into the house on Motzei Shabbos. So either it's talking about that it's like a shal shudas type of deal, or he's having a meal after Shabbos is over, but notwithstanding the fact that he normally shouldn't eat before Kiddush, and Tosos gets into that. Let me see where the Tosos is. 1 second. One second. Yeah. So if you look at the Tosfos, it's around the 10th, you know, medium-wide line. Manichu lachar mazon, hiksha rav nisim, eichokal kodem hadala. In other words, let me see the Braisa first. So the Braisa says, if you come into your house, anichnas lebeito, where is it? Anichnas lebeito, b'motzei Shabbat, mevarech al hayayin, you make a bracha on the wine, on the matwar, on the candle, and then the besamim. This is going like Beit Shammai. So you make the brach on the candle before the besamim, and then you make the havdalah lakos. So the v'im'ein lo elakos echad, and if you only have one cup of wine, manicho lachar mazon, that's the key. You if you have one cup of wine, so you'll hold off the cup till after you're done eating, u'mishashlan kulun la'achrav. And then you'll do everything. You'll do the havdalah and the benching on the one cup of wine. So we said that you don't do mitzvot chavilot. And here the Brice is saying that's exactly what you should do. So let me finish the Brice and then I'll go to Tosfos. So the Gemara says, ein lo shani. So the Gemara says, look, when you're in a difficult situation, you only have one cup, so you do the best you can. But all things being equal, you don't do mitzvot chavilot. Now let's look at the Tosfos Manicho Lachar Mazon around the 10th hour line, medium wide line.
So they're saying it's a bediyeved?
Right. So let's look at the 10th medium wide line. Manicho Lachar Mazon, Hiksha Harav Rav Nisim, Eich Yochal Korma Havdalah. So he says, how can you eat before Havdalah? He's coming to the house, he's going to bench, he's going to eat, bench, and then say Havdalah, all on one cup of wine. He says, Ha'imrin on the Kaman Asur, Le'adam Shitom Klum, Korm Shiavdil. The Gemara is going to say later on, you're not allowed to eat anything before you say Havdalah. But Amemar Nami Batavad, and Amemar, he slept fasting. In other words, because he didn't have any wine, and so he didn't eat anything on Motzei Shabbat. Kida Amar Lekaman, V'tireitz Dachamai Rikshachalmi Ba'od Yom, Ad Shechashechalo. So he, Reb Nisim explains that he was eating, he began the meal during the day, in like a long Shal Shudas, and then it went into Motzei Shabbat. The Avogav, the Mafsikin la Havdalah, the Shmuel, the Choshkein, the Rebbe Yehuda, the Machmir Tvei. And even though you'd have to interrupt for Havdalah, even according to Shmuel, and certainly for Rebbe Yehuda, because he's even more Machmir, Bach Breite Muki la Besamuch Kibet Shammai, Vlibet Rebbe Yehuda. And the Gemara is going to say this Bryce that goes like Beit Shammai within Rebbe Yehuda. Hadakamar Manicho Lachar Mazon. Okay, he says that's why you'll have to explain it. But it doesn't sound like way from the language of the Brisa. It says walks into the house, it sounds like it's already like nightfall. It says like if even though you ate, you can still make Havdalah with the Perish. You can't prove anything. In other words, so you're trying to bring a proof that even though you ate after Shabbos, you can still make Havdalah. Ela yeshlomar devadai bechinam ein lo lechol kodem Havdalah. Well, she'ein lo lekos echad mutar lechol kodem Havdalah k'dila sod lekos birkan amazon. So he wants to say, I shouldn't eat before Havdalah, but if I only have one cup of wine, so I could eat under those circumstances before Havdalah, and I'll do the benching and everything on one cup of wine. That's what. So again, so Tosu's question is, how can he eat? You know, he walks into his house on Moshe Shabbos. He didn't make Havdalah. How can he eat? So either the pshat is he had a long shalashudis, and that's what it means, and then he wants to bench after the shalashudis. He'll join that with Havdalah, or if he only has one cup of wine, so then in Achinami he'll eat and then he'll bench and he'll say Havdalah on it. So let's go back to our sugi. The thing is, ain't no sin mitzvot chavil chavil, but here he did. So he said, ain't no shani. You only have one cup. It's different. So again, eight lines from the bottom. Vayom tov shachal yod achar ha-shabbat. Now, when Yonta begins after Shabbos, which is like this year, the first night of the Seder is Motzei Shabbat. So we have Shabbos and then we have Yontiv. Yontiv that begins after Shabbos, de'itlai. So we think, in other words, it's talking about the Yontiv of Pesach. That's where we're Arvei Pesachim. So on Leil Yontiv, we figure you got lots of wine because nobody sits down to a meal unless he's got four cups of wine. And so you got lots of wine. He says, Va'amar Rav Yakna. Rav holds that the Seder of the Brachot is Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah. That the same cup of wine he's going to serve Kiddush and Havdalah. You're going to, that's why we're going to do Yaknahaz with the Shekhianu, but so Rav says Yakna. So how can he double over with one cup Kiddush and Havdalah on the same cup of wine? If Eino Simisvar Chavilo Chavilo, so Amri, they send the base medrash Midlo Amar Zman Mechlad Veshisha Pesach Askinan. So since Rav says Yakna, he doesn't say Yaknahaz. He says Yakna. So in Mashma, he's not saying Shekhianu. So he's not saying Shekhianu. Which Yantiv would that be that's on Motzei Shabbat where he's not saying Shekhianu? There's only one Yantiv that could be Motzei Shabbat that wouldn't say Shekhianu. So he says, it must be the seventh day of Pesach. He says, so it's reasonable for us to assume that he doesn't have a lot of wine by the seventh day of Yantiv. In other words, he's been, you know, even Simcha during Chol HaMoed, he should have wine. So he's down on his wine. So the Gemara says, but lately, he doesn't have wine. But Hayom Tov Rishon to Itlay, but on the first day of Yantav of Pesach, he does have wine. But Amar Abaye Yakzina, Abaye says Yakzina, Yayin Kiddush Zaman Ner Havdalah. The key being that you're going to say the same Kiddush and Havdalah in the same cup of wine. Rav Amar Yaknahaz, that's what we're all familiar with. Rav says, Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah Zaman. Elo, Havdalah Kiddush Chadamiltahi. The Gemara says Havdalah and Kiddush are really the same topic. They're both, Havdalah is talking about you're being Mavdil, being Kodesh LaKodesh, but it's addressing in some way the status of the Kedushas Yantiv, because you're saying Mavdil being Kodesh LaKodesh, right? So it's also speaking about, in other words, Shabbos is a high level Kedusha, Yantiv a lesser level of Kedusha, but it's still speaking about the Kedusha Yantiv. And Kiddush is also proclaiming the Kedushas Yantiv. That's the same topic. So we don't view it as Chavilut Chavilot. He says, Birkan Amazon, but Kiddush Terei Milei Ninu. But Birkan Amazon and Kiddush, those two separate items. And there, we would not say do one cup for both. All right? Now, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything like this so far?
Yes. Are we saying using wine with benching is a must? I thought it's just like optional if you want to. But based on this, we're saying like it's required to use a wine.
Yeah. So there's different. Remember, we did this. This was in the in Brachot. We had this, and there's different shitot in halacha where the birchas amazon is town kos. So if birchas amazon is town kos, then you're required to have the cup of wine for birchas amazon.
Even when you're alone.
Well, there's different shitot. That's what I was saying. So some hold. It's only if you have a minion. Some hold only if you have a mezuman. Some hold even if you're eating by yourself. Yeah. Some hold that it's town kos, that you are required. We hold it's preferable, but it's not required. But either way, even assuming all things being equal, if you have wine, then you want to have the cup of wine for the benching.
It's as important as using it for Havdalah.
In other words. If I say Birchas Mazon is town kos, so then it could be just as important as Havdalah. But even if I say it's not town kos, it's still preferable. So one cup of wine I want to use for Havdalah, and the other cup we had the Kiddush we started off with the Kiddush and the benching. Kiddush and benching. So I want to bench with a cup of wine. So it's still a mitzvah. Even if it's not required, it's still a mitzvah. I want to do it. All right, let me do the next piece of Gemara. Two lines from the bottom, and we'll start and we'll probably go over a little bit more tomorrow. This is a lengthy piece, but we'll do what we can today. Let me go back to the other piece that I mentioned earlier. So we mentioned about Einos Mitzvot Chavilot Chavilot. So the first medium wide line or wide line in the Rashbam said Demechsi Le Kamasui, because it'll seem like a burden to him. So they had one of these sheets from the Daf Yomi Digest. They said that based on this Rashbam, it sounds like he's viewing Einos Mitzvah Chavila Chavila is a din de Rabbanan. In other words, as a din de Rabbanan. Now, there's another Gemara in Masechet Moed Katan, where the Mishnah says Einosim Nashim B'Moed. We don't get married on Chol HaMoed. And the Gemara says, why not? Because Ein Ma'arvin Simcha M'Simcha. We don't mix one Simcha with another Simcha. In other words, there's a requirement to be Sameach on the Yantiv. And it's v'samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. So that simcha I have to do separately from the other simcha. So Tosfos over there connects that sugya of Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha to the idea of Ein Osim Mitzvot Chavilot Chavilot. I don't do mitzvot in bundles. I resist mitzvah and that mitzvah. Wait one second. So over there, it sounds like they're saying from that Gemara that, let me see where it is here. One minute, where is it? Today is Kuf Beis, right?
Yeah.
So from that Gemara, it sounds like it's a Svara on a Torah level. In other words, if I say it's connected to the, in other words, the other one Svara is, it looks like it's a burden to me. The other Svara is to say that I need to be focused on each mitzvah when I do each mitzvah. I need to be focused on mitzvah A when I'm doing mitzvah A, and on mitzvah B when I'm doing mitzvah B. So if I'm getting married, I need to be focused on my challah. If it's yantav, I need to be focused on the yantav. I can't mish the two together. And the Gemara over there learns it from Pasuk, b'samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'yishtecha. So if I say that's connected to the idea of a mitzvah chavilot chavilot, then it's Svara d'oraisa. He quotes the mitzvah Eitan, who I think he says that. Let me take a look. Who does he quote? He said, and he quotes Tosus here. And one second. What's this? Yeah. Right. He says, the Mispei Eitan in Sota explains that we look upon this rule as being only rabbinic if the reason is as the Rashbam explains, in order to avoid the appearance of the mitzvah being a burden. According to the reason given by Tosfos, we want each mitzvah to have one's full and complete attention. We should realize that this is based upon the Pasuk, b'samachta b'chagecha, to rejoice properly on the festival, as mentioned in the discussion in Moi Katan. Therefore, we would say this consideration to not perform more than one mitzvah at a time is a Torah-mandated rule. I just thought I'd mention that, okay? All right, now, let me do the next piece of Gemara, and then that will be it for tonight. So two lines from the bottom. Gufa, earlier we learned, Yom Tov Shechal Yod Achar HaShabbat, if Yontov begins after Shabbos, Rav Amar Yachna. We said it was the seventh day of Pesach, Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah, Ushmul Amar Yanhak. Shmuel says, Yayin Ner Havdalah Kiddush. So the basic machloka between Rav and Shmuel is, do I recite Kiddush first or Havdalah first? That's the basic idea. If it's, I have to do Kiddush and Havdalah, which do I recite first? Now, if you look at the Rashbam says, Sfira Le Kiddushin Yom Adifa Me Havdalah. So within Rav holds that Kiddush is more important than Havdalah. It's more significant to proclaim the sanctity of the day. Inami, Dechi Mavdil Bereisha, or in the alternative, if I make Havdalah first, it says, Mechsei Davile Kiddushin Yom Kimasui. It looks like I want to be done with Shabbos. Let's Havdalah, like, that's it. I'm finished with it. You know, he says, "Lefichach yain kodem lekiddush kibeit Hillel." He says, "Yain is first because we're finally like Beit Hillel." Tabishino tadir kodem. That's one reason that the Gemara in Bracha gives for Beit Hillel, the most frequent thing. But har kiddush near v'avdalah k'shar motzei Shabbatot shener kodem lahavdalah. All right, then let's just go slowly. This now. Let's look at the second to last Tosfos. Everybody with me? The second to last Tosfos. So Rav Amar Yachna. No, I left it. Where is it mentioned? Was it the Basamim? One second. When Rashbam said something about it here. Yeah. Let's go back to the Rashbam. Two lines from the bottom in the Rashbam. Two lines from the last Rashbam. Neither one mentions the Siman for Basamim. He says, Lafi Sha'ain Mevarchin al Basamim B'Yom Tov. We don't make a bracha on Besamim. In other words, like on Moshe Shabbos, that's I think Parshat Sav, which is going into the Seder. We don't make a bracha on Besamim. Shrei Gam B'Yom Tov Yesh Lanu Neshama Yeterik Shabbat. So the Rashbam says that the Besamim is to sort of like help alleviate the fact that you're in Neshama Yeterah. You have like everybody's endowed with a special like spiritual elevation on Shabbat. And then when it leaves, you're like going down. So the Besamim help like revive you a little bit. So the Rashbam says that on Yontiv, you also have a Neshama Yeterah, and therefore you don't need Besamim. Okay? Now, let's look at Tosfos, the second to last Tosfos. Rav Amar Yachna. Umashain maskir besamim, pirish Rashbam, the tam besamim mishum ibud neshama yitera. Rashbam says it's losing the neshama yitera. Uviyom tov nami ikan neshama yitera. And yantiv you also have a neshama yitera. She says, "V'kasha, it's difficult." Tosfos says, "Dim came b'motzei Yom Tov, amaylo takinu chachamim, amaylo takinu b'samim b'samim." So then, why every motzei Yom Tov don't we make a bracha on b'samim? If Shabbos you have the Shami Yitera and Yom Tov you have the Shami Yitera, so how come only on motzei Shabbat you make a bracha on b'samim, not motzei Yom Tov? L'chach nira the Yom Tov lekan Shami Yitera. So Tosfos says, "No, you don't have an Shami Yitera on Yom Tov." He says, "V'hacha ein mazkir b'samim mishum de simchat yom tov achilu shtia moil kamo b'samim." Tosfos says, "You're right. You don't have b'samim, but you have like an alternative. In other words, like path B, you have simchas yom tov. You have the eating, the drinking. That'll cheer you up from losing the neshama yitera. V'yesh tamim lo nechonim v'zeh tam nechon v'ikar." There are other reasons which Tosfos says I don't think are correct, and this one the Tosfos says he thinks is correct. Now, just 1 second. Let me get this out. All right, now we mentioned about the Rashbam and the Sfas Emes and the Tosfos. Now the Sfas Emes, that's the second Ger Rebbe. He, in defense of the Rashbam, explains that although we're given in Shama Yeter and Yantiv, it does not depart immediately after Yantiv, it says on the Shabbat of Shabbos. So the Shabbat of Shabbos, Shabbos over, the dish is out. The one on Yantiv doesn't leave so quickly. He explains that there's a fundamental difference between the sanctity of Shabbos and that of Yantiv. He says the sanctity of Shabbos began at creation before the birth of Klal Yisrael and comes only from Hashem. In other words, everything with Shabbos is from the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So you get it, and then it's done, you lose it. On the other hand, Yantiv sanctity derives from Klal Yisrael, as indicated by the bracha, Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. The Gemara in Pesachim learns, what does it mean, Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim, who sanctifies Israel in the times, that you're Mekadesh the Klal Yisrael, and who in turn are Mekadesh the Zmanim. So, the Beis Din declares the Yantiv. The Sfas Emes postulates that the Neshama Yitera, which we acquire through the sanctity of Yantiv, lingers even after Yantiv, because it is a result of our personal effort. In other words, Yantiv only comes out through our efforts, through the Beis Din. So therefore, the Neshama Yitera sticks around longer. Something acquired through one's own efforts does not depart as quickly as a gift. Okay, that's another reason we can give. Now, Tosfos, who maintains that we do not have a Neshama Yitera in Yantiv, explains that sniffing spice and Motzei Shabbos that falls in Yantiv is not necessary because of festivity. We did this already. Alternatively, the Ran explains the reason for smelling spices after Shabbos is to help comfort one for the depressing thought of having to return to work after a restful Shabbos. This is a different Hesber. The Ran says the reason we have Besamim is not because you have Neshama Yitera. It's just now, like, let's say people work, let's say 6 days a week, Shabbos to get a day off. So now I got to go back to work, back to the old grind. You know, so I get the psalmim, like it cheers me up a little bit. Since work for the most part is forbidden on Yantiv, we do not need any consoling when we'll say Shabbos falls on Yantiv. So I'm going into Yantiv, so the work is largely still prohibited. Some things like Melechet Ochel Nefesh is permissible and things like that, but largely prohibited. Nor are spices needed at the conclusion of Yantiv, because the shift from Yantiv to the work week is gradual, since a measure of work is permitted even on Yantiv. Like you're allowed to cook, to carry for Yantiv. So it's like you're going sort of like gradations. So it's only too much of a shock to my system. I went from Shabbos to work week. Cheer me up. I need Besamim. But when I have Yantiv, not so much work on Yantiv. And then you get the work week. It's not such a big, you know, big step. So that's another Hesber about the thing with the Besamim. So we gave, let's just repeat and then we'll go on. So we gave a number of reasons why we don't have, the question is why we have Besamim on a regular Shabbos and why we don't have it when we go into Yantiv. So according to the Rashbam, you have a Neshama Yitera on Yantiv as well. And Mimela, therefore you don't need Besamim on Motzei Shabbos going into Yantiv. but then Tosfos says on the Rashbam, so then why don't you have Besamim on Motzei Yantiv? So Tosfos says that the reason that we for no Besamim when we're going into Yantiv is you have other things that will cheer you up, like the Simchas Yantiv. And then we quoted from the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes says that the that there is a neshama yeter on yantiv, but it leaves more gradually. So Sfas Emes is defending Rashbam. You do have a neshama yeter on yantiv, but it leaves more gradually because it came through your own effort. And then the Ran explains that the spice has nothing to do with neshama yeter; it has to do with going back to work. So when I go back to work, so then I need besamim. But when I'm going to yantiv, I'm not going back to work. But some work is allowed on yantiv, and then when I leave after yantiv, it's not such a big shock to the system. I tell you, one nafkamina would be with the neshama yetera. They usually connect it to the idea that they say like you have different kochos to understand like Torah on Shabbos because you have a neshama yetera. And, you know, like it's a good time. I remember one of our Rebbeim, Rabbi Yaakov Bobrovsky, he is a Kornel of Racha. He had studied Amir and Kamenetz in Europe. He encouraged us to go home on a Friday night, to go through a difficult sugya. It's like you have your neshama yetera, you can cut through it more easily. So if on yantiv you have neshama yetera, it also works. If no, then you don't have that. You're not endowed with that ruchni aspect. Yeah, what do you want to say?
But what happens when the neshama yetera leaves? The sugya leaves too?
No. See, what you learned, but you have like your. It means your ruchni, you know, abilities are increased for that Shabbos. Anyway, all right. Now I'm going to go on unless anybody has some more questions. What's up?
If you do Yak Nahaz,
which is what we do, right?
And you say Kiddush before you say Havdalah,
right?
Right. Then aren't you creating a moment in time when Shabbat and Yom Tov overlap when they're not supposed to?
Yeah, I don't think so. It's really going to connect to the coming sugya. All right, well, let's do one more line of the Gemara, and we'll see if we can address that issue. Okay, let me just do one more line of the Gemara, and we'll do the Rashbam, and then we'll talk tonight and tomorrow night, and I think we'll partly address you, okay? So back on the bottom line in the Gemara, in Kuf Beis Amud Beis, Ushmuel Amar Yan Hak. Shmuel says, Yayin Ner Havdalah Kiddush. So the basic difference between Rav and Shmuel says that first we need the bracha on the Havdalah, right? I do Yayin Ner Havdalah. That's the order of the bracha. There's no Besamim on that Motzei Shabbat. I make Havdalah, and then I say Kiddush. So I'm doing Havdalah first. So let's look at the Rashbam. Shmuel Amar Yan Hak. Shmuel Sfilei Havdalah Kom LeKiddush Kin Mefarish Tam LeKamei. Mashal Rabbi Shuben Chananya Lama Devar Domeh. So the Gemara in tomorrow's daf is going to give a mashal, like a parable. What is this similar to? Lamelech She Yatsav Ar Parkos Nichnas. It's like a king is leaving a location and the duke is coming into a location. The king is the Shabbos and the duke is Yantiv. He says Malavin and Amelech HaShabbat Lahavdil. So first we take care of the king. In other words, the king, you know, the protocol calls I take care of the king first. So I say Havdalah first. He says, and then I go out to greet the duke. Then I say Kiddush. He says, Likrat Yom Tov Lakacho. Okay, the last two lines we did already. Now, so you felt Fern, that if I it's a stira, because if I say Kiddush, then I'm welcoming the yantiv, you feel, before it, but it's not true. Because, like, look, the Gemara learns in Brachot that a person could even, like, daven Shal Motzei Shabbat on Shabbat. In other words, the Gemara learns that after Plag Mincha on Shabbos afternoon, I could daven the weekday Shmona Esrei, and I'll say Havdalah on the weekday Shmona Esrei. So does that mean that I can drive and light candles because I daven and said Havdalah in the Shmona Esrei? It's still Shabbos. So the fact that say Kiddush, you know, and I welcome in the new Yantiv, so maybe my example wasn't so good because there you were saying Havdalah first, but the fact that I'm saying Kiddush doesn't bar me from saying Havdalah afterwards, to my way of thinking. I don't know what more to say with that. All right. Let me just do a few more lines in the Gemara, and then we'll, unless there's some questions, we'll go on. Okay, now, the top line on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Okay, V'Rabba Amar Yahanak. Rabba holds that the order of the brachot is Yayin Havdalah Ner Kiddush. Now, the key is whether Havdalah or Kiddush comes first. That's the basic yisod, and that we saw in the Machloket between Rav and Shmuel. Rav held Kiddush first, and Shmuel held Havdalah first. But so this Rabba holds like Shmuel that Havdalah comes first. But he also holds, whereas Shmuel holds Yayin Ner Havdalah Kiddush, Rabba holds Yayin Havdalah Ner Kiddush. In other words, let's just see here, one second. Where is it? The Rashbam. Yeah. So on the first Rashbam, Sfirulei Kirav De Mashri Ma'or Bin Kiddush La Havdalah She'in Nachom Beinav Shel Rabba the smoke of Dal the Kiddush, he feels it's a machish koko shoze. One second. Right. So Rabba holds, I don't want Havdalah and Kiddush to be back to back with each other. That's what he holds. In other words, Shmuel said, Yan Hak, Yayin Ner, Havdalah Kiddush. So Shmuel has Havdalah first, but he's got Havdalah, and right after Havdalah, he says Kiddush. So Havdalah Kiddush, that's the way Shmuel has. So Rab agrees with Shmuel that Havdalah comes for Kiddush, but he doesn't hold its right to have Havdalah and Kiddush, both of them one right after the other. Shezeh Machish Kocho Shezeh, each one. So they're like counterpoints to one another. He says, HaKiddush Oseu Kodesh, he says, and what does the Bach have here? HaKiddush V'Oseu Kodesh Chamur. Kiddush is saying it's a holy day now, Yantiv. V'Havdalah Oseu Kodesh Kal. Havdalah is saying it's not so Kodesh. You know, in Havdalah you can say, Mavdi bin Kodesh to Kodesh. We left something with a high level Kedusha, now we're something with low level Kedusha. So they're both sort of like counterpoints to each other. Usfir like Shmuel the Havdalah kodem the Kiddush. Umiu yayin barosh kulan. So he holds wine is the first, the tithier kodem. In other words, the first yisod is wine, that which is most common. I do first. I got the yayin. He says v'hakin ami b'brachot Yerushalmi yotzev shchel b'motzei Shabbat. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yakna. Okay, he goes through the whole thing, but that's the basic idea the way he holds. So Rabba holds yahanak yayin first. Then I do Havdalah, but I don't want to have Havdalah right on next to Kiddush. So I'm going to do Havdalah near Kiddush. That's the way Rabba holds. And I'll do one more tonight, and then Bli Neder will go over tomorrow. V'Levi Amar Kiniyam. Levi holds Kiddush is before Havdalah, but Levi holds Kiddush near Yayin Havdalah. That's the way Levi holds. So he says... Yeah, so if you look in the Rashbam near the small hay, Balamaino wrote Silomar Yayin Beresha. Why doesn't he not want to put wine as the first in the brachot? It doesn't look like he's making Havdalah on the wine. If you hold Kiddush as first, which is he holds, and then I do Yayin Kiddush near Havdalah, it doesn't look like the wine is connected to the Havdalah so much. He says, Hol marchik Havdalah me'al habir kariyayin. For ikar Havdalah lo tiknu el al yayin. The ikar Havdalah was on wine. Aval kiddush afilu al pati yechol kaddish. Kiddush can even be said on a loaf of bread, on two loaves of bread. But Havdalah b'davka has to be on the wine. So Levi holds kiddush first, then ner, then yayin Havdalah. I want the yayin connected to the Havdalah. Okay, I think I'm going to call it night, and then Bli Neder will go over again tomorrow with some of this. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything I did so far? Everybody good? Okay, let me end the recording.